Welcome to the Live Your Life podcast, episode number 9. Today is the first of hopefully many short solo episodes about specific topics, today's being meditation. So my goal is not to teach you or be an expert on meditation. My goal is to inspire you to do it if it's something that you are interested in. Everything expressed in the Live Your Life podcast is either my opinion or the opinion of my guest, and this is not a replacement for healthcare services. If you find yourself in need of therapy or other healthcare services, please seek out resources for that. I'm Jasmine Savari, and welcome to the Live Your Life podcast. As a coach with a master's degree in psychology, I know that so many of us are missing the authentic experience of truly living our lives. I want to inspire you with conversations that expand your consciousness and empower you to create the best life possible. Let's start living now, because now is all we have. So let's talk about meditation. I really like to talk about the concept of a meditation practice rather than a meditation perfect. It's never going to be perfect. I mean, maybe if it's something you do very intentionally for your whole life, then it could be, I don't know, more perfect than what I do. But I really like to think of it as a meditation practice. It's part of my life. It's something that I do. It's something that I can continue to learn, to expand, to think about differently. But it's just been a practice that I've done for many, many years in my life. So I want to tell you a little bit about what it looks like today, and then maybe go back and tell you how that started. So as of today, we're still in quarantine. I don't know when you're listening to this, but it's quarantine day, whatever, still in quarantine. And I really want to commit to my meditation practice. I actually decided to take a vacation starting today. It's my first ever staycation, and I'm not as relaxed as I would be if I was sitting on a beach somewhere, but that's okay. Typically, my meditation practice is 10 to 20 minutes a day, and I know that that's not enough. It's not enough for me. So today, I very intentionally decided that I'm going to do 45 minutes, and I'm going to do 45 minutes every day of this vacation, if not more. So for the next week, I'm going to be practicing 45 minutes of meditation. So what happened for me today was probably a minute and a half in, I paused my meditation and sent an email that I needed to send. I did not need to send it in that moment, but I thought I did. And that's okay, because I just come back to it. And then I had 43 and a half more minutes of meditation. And it's kind of funny, right? Because we're so busy. At least I am. My mind is so busy. I spend so much of my time planning and thinking and designing and worrying and all of these things that take me away from the experience of living my life as it exists right now. So the type of meditation that I do is an invitation to myself. I learned it in 2013 at my first silent meditation retreat, and it's called Vipassana meditation. Let me spell that for you. V-I-P-A-S-S-A-N-A. I have it in front of me. I have to make sure. That's what I learned back in 2013. I do not personally like guided meditations. I've never really enjoyed them. I really like the invitation to myself that I experienced with Vipassana meditation. So today what happened was, you know, sent the email, thinking about all these different tasks. It's really fascinating to do kind of an inventory, right? So this meditation practice doesn't ever mean that our minds are going to be empty, because our minds aren't empty. We have a lot of thoughts going around in there. And I hear so many people talking about how they're really bad at meditating, or it's something that they want to do, but they feel like they're not going to do it right. And my intention here really is just to invite you to practice. Start a meditation practice if it's something that you're interested in. There are so many different teachers. There are so many different ways of meditating. I've explored many, 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 many different types of meditation, and I really know what I like. I know what works for me, what feels good for me in my life. And I invite you to do that too, because nobody's going to tell you what's right for you. So today during my meditation practice, I was doing an inventory, thinking about all the things that I was really recognizing the things that are floating around inside of my head. If I actually stop and look inward and pay attention, I often live my life unconscious. I'm not really paying attention to what's happening in there. I'm just go, go, go. And I'm not even aware that my reality is filtering through my thought process and creating, my thoughts are creating my reality. So another thing I want to talk about is metta meditation, which is loving kindness meditation. Metta meditation, there's a pretty standard way to do it, or a typical way of doing it that I've learned. I'm sure there's many other ways of doing it, but basically you're just sending love to other people and to yourself. What happens when you think about sending love to somebody? Think about it. Think about something that you love and send them love. It feels really good. So when you think about sending love to somebody, you are holding that experience of love inside of you. And I'm not going to invite you to do this, but you could also do the same for something that you're worried about or something that you're angry about. You could be really angry at somebody else, but there's a saying, I did not make this up, you know, resentment, anger is like drinking poison and hoping that somebody else will die. You are holding those feelings inside of you. So with meditation, we're invited to look in and see, like, what am I existing in? What am I marinating in? What sort of reality am I creating for myself right now? And so when I went inward today, I was aware of all the to-dos, all the things, and they definitely slowed down. And it was kind of crazy. Like I said, I was a minute and a half in and I paused it and sent an email. But then the next time I looked at the clock, it had been 38 minutes. And I was like, oh my gosh, I could not believe how fast the time went by today. And then my timer went off and I was done. So I use an app called the Insight Timer. I downloaded this app in 2013 when I left my first silent meditation retreat, and I've been using it ever since. So as of today, I have 1,017 days that I've meditated. I have 14,000 minutes of meditation. That's a lot. That's a lot. But guess what? It's still a practice. I did not reach perfection yet. When I went to my first meditation retreat in 2013, I had been introduced to meditation from a lot of different teachers, different places, different experiences. I'm a spiritual seeker. So I believe it was earlier that year I went on a spiritual pilgrimage as well. And this was, you know, there was a lot of religious influence in this experience. I think starting back in 2007, when I got sober, that was, I kind of stepped into this spiritual recovery process for my new life as a sober person and what that looked like for me. So there have been a lot of different influences, but it was really in 2013 that I really stepped into what I do now. So I went to Spirit Rock Meditation Center in California, which is amazing. It's such an amazing place. And as I sit here and I talk about how amazing this place is, I am aware of what I'm really saying. And this makes me so happy to say this. This amazing place that I went to was myself. That's where I went. I went to this place in California that invited me to myself. So I remember when I went there, it was a 6-day retreat. And, you know, they told us all the things that we could expect or look forward to doing. And then one of the most profound things that they had us do was also practice silence with our eyes. So what that meant is I was meditating in a temple for a week and eating meals and, you know, doing my seva. Yeah, my, you know, whatever I was doing to give back, my work. They told us to use silence with our eyes. So we had to look down. We couldn't make eye contact with other people. This was profound for me. I wouldn't have expected it to be, but I became so aware of how much of my energy I'm putting out through my eyes, connecting with people. Do they need something? Do I need, am I okay? Are we okay? What's happening here? Like, do you see me? Do I see you? We spend so much of our lives as humans connecting with each other, which, you know, quarantine obviously is a huge issue in itself. That was really powerful for me to be completely with myself for a week. And I think there's also something really powerful about being by myself with other people as well. Like, we're all respecting each other and very intentionally spending time with ourselves. So, you know, even going through doorways, it was like I didn't know who the other person was, like walking through the door. I never knew who was around me. I was completely with myself. And I just pulled out my journal that I was writing. And the experience that I had of connecting with myself was unlike anything I'd ever experienced. And I really don't believe it's anything I could ever recreate unless I put myself in that situation again, which I know a lot of us can't go away for a week and practice silent meditation. That's like not reality, right? But how can we bring some sort of this practice into our lives? So today, I really spent time with myself. I reconnected with myself today for 45 minutes. How often in our lives do we connect with ourselves? How often do we even know who we are? How often are we marinating or existing or creating a life for ourselves based on thoughts that are going through our mind that are not serving us? They're not helping us. They don't do anything. We literally waste time existing in things that aren't real. And so meditation for me is a practice of connecting with the truth. And the truth is what's real. The truth is what's happening right now. The truth is me. It's the most authentic version of myself beneath all the layers of stories and egos that I carry around. It's my connection to spirituality, the divine, whatever it is that you believe in. You know, if we can take the time to connect with what is existing beneath all of that is like our truest essence, the truest version of ourselves. And how often do we neglect ourselves? It's pretty amazing to take this time to connect with ourselves. I really want to invite you to consider the hours that you have in your day and how you spend them. And if you give time to connect to yourself, there are so many tools for relieving stress. I mean, meditation does way more than I've even tapped into in this podcast. I really just wanted to share with you some of my experience and the way that I do it. You can look for videos for guided meditations. You can find pretty much anything that you might want to find. But what I really hope you do is that you find something. If you're listening to this podcast and you've made it into minute 12, which is where I'm at right now, then it's something that you're interested in. And I really invite you to do that. I really hope you take time to spend time with yourself because you're in there and you matter. Hey guys, it's Jasmine. Thanks so much for listening to the Live Your Life podcast. And don't forget to subscribe. You can find the show notes and information about life coaching at jasminesavari.com. You can also find me on Instagram at jasminesavari. I am a life coach and a licensed mental health counselor, but this podcast is not a replacement for healthcare services. If you are in crisis, please call 911 or the Crisis Clinic at 1-800-273-8255. Take care and don't forget to live your life.